And you're free to practice with your eyes open and closed, but often for most people, it's helpful to have your eyes closed. So it means there's less input. And we want to let our attention land in our body to begin. So just find your body here. The first foundation is a very experiential practice to find the body and then the body center. So please feel or sense or be aware of your body sitting here or lying here. Or if you happen to be standing, then standing here. And just be aware of however you experience the aliveness that is here. And you might notice that there are thoughts or feelings or sounds or smells or other experiences. Let them be in the background. Let the body be in the foreground right now, in the foreground of awareness. And as you get here, as you start to become more embodied, letting your consciousness, the awareness, saturate your body, notice that the body is breathing. All on its own. You don't have to create or make any special breath. Just if you relax and are here and sense, feel, become aware of your body, it's already breathing. And you can be aware of the breath either at the nostrils or you might be aware of the expansion and relaxation at the chest or the rising and falling of the diaphragm. Or you might simply be aware of the whole body as it breathes. Feeling very free to go, trust your guidance of whatever works for you, whatever supports your present centeredness. being here in this moment of life with each in-breath and each out-breath. And the effort we make is a relaxed effort to simply be here with this breath, one breath at a time. Letting everything else be in the background right now. But this in-breath, and then this out-breath. And sometimes the sensations of the breathing can be very pronounced, very definite, very specific. Or sometimes they're very subtle, very simple, like watercolor almost. And we don't care how it is, we just want to be with it however it is. Being with the body as we begin to become more embodied in this moment of being with our body breathing. Letting the belly, breathing, body, and the body center support our sense of consistency, of being steadfast as we are mindful of the breathing now. And if you notice there's some thoughts or ideas or commentary about the meditation, or if you're having some memories of something from the past, or some fantasy about the future, relax. You don't even have to stop the thoughts. Breathe with them and let the breath keep re-emerging into the foreground of your awareness. We just want to let go of being enchanted by our thoughts. And so we can practice being embodied here, now. And today, in addition to establishing the belly center, the body center, and being here in an embodied way, we want to open the space of awareness to include any feelings you may have. And so if you notice any feelings of feeling happy or sad or irritated or bored or distressed or joyful, be aware of the feelings, emotions, moods which may arise as part of the practice. Being very kind with whatever emotions may appear, allowing them, accepting them, letting them be here, whether you like them or not. You don't have to like them. You don't have to not like them. But be aware of this realm of our experience that's more related to the heart center. And so if you start to feel happy that the meditation is going well and you're enjoying it, then be happy and be aware of the happiness. Or if you start to feel frustrated because it's not going well, be frustrated. You don't have to fix it or change it. Be aware of the manifestation of happiness or frustration or joy or disturbance. And notice how it manifests both in your heart and in your body. Usually 90-some% of the time when we have an emotion, there's some physical manifestation, some somatic kinesthetic response when we're sad or when we're enjoying something. Or when we're delighted. With the same grounded, centered, embodied presence that we're developing with the body center, we want to be aware as we open to the heart center, to the realm of emotions or feelings or moods. The emotions, moods, or different realms of consciousness that might display themselves, because it could be compassion arises, or there's a sense of love or loving kindness that manifests, or some kind of joy that is not just about what's happening, but it's just a more essential joy. And so whatever level the heart center opens, whether it's through the small sense of self or the big sense of self, you want to be mindful of what's here in body and heart. And if you ever feel confused or not clear, or you notice there's some disconnection from your meditation, go back to the body and the breathing. Recenter yourself. And when you're centered, then you can reopen to both the body and the heart, moment by moment by moment, just seeing whatever is here. Just a last skillful means, if you notice you're falling asleep, which happens very commonly in meditation, like right now, if you hear me say the word sleep and you notice you're nodding or falling asleep, open your eyes, take some bigger breaths, and feel free to stand up as a skillful means to keep from falling asleep. We're here, our only goal here really is to wake up. It's not to go to sleep. So please work skillfully when you notice you're falling asleep.